This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. I've got Michael Stumwo on the line. Michael is the man in charge of an organization that I just joined a couple of weeks ago. That organization is the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Let me just say a little bit about the Coalition for a Prosperous America. It is one that I think everybody should consider contributing even a modest amount to. The Coalition for Prosper America, quote, is the nation's premier organization working on the intersection of trade, jobs, tax, and economic growth. It represents the interests of 4.1 million households through their agriculture, manufacturing, and labor members. Remember, KER Politics is going to no longer just complain about what's going on in the country. We're now going to focus on people who are attempting by their actions to really make a difference. Michael, you and your organization is working very hard to truly make a difference. You came out with a press release on August 27th, the statement on the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, which Jeff Ferry from CPA kind of alluded to last week when he said that, you know, the horses aren't in the barn yet, the cows aren't in the barn yet. Regarding the validity of the statement that Trump, with his trade policies, is simply throwing our allies under the bus. This doesn't look at all to be the case. Can you comment on your press release, Michael?
Sure. Well, the president said he was going to get rid of the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, that massive trade agreement with a bunch of countries over in the Asian Rim, and he did. And now he said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA, and he's done it now. By announcing a U.S.-Mexico agreement preliminarily. Canada's not in it. They've refused to negotiate. We'll see if they come in new, but we're very, you know, we're pleased that the president's following his campaign promises. There's some nice improvements in this deal, maybe some things that we would have done a little bit better, but, you know, he has weathered a massive firestorm from the globalist press and the globalist congressional GOP and the Dems to get this far. So we're intrigued, happy that he made some progress on some pieces of it, and we're looking forward to working with him.
Michael, I have to tell you, I firmly believe that President Trump is going to come out of this particular term with many more positive things happening than negative things happening. We talk about that a lot on this particular program. One thing, Michael, that you brought up in your press release is the rules of origin factor. You feel that progress appears to have been made on the rules of origin in several manufacturing sectors. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Rules of origin, you wonder, well, what does that mean? Well, let's say you have a trade agreement with Mexico, which we do, of course, in NAFTA, zero out tariffs, incoming tariffs on certain items. But China and Brazil and Argentina and everybody else ships a bunch of product into the ports in Mexico and then just runs it through into the U.S. tariff-free as opposed to going through the port of Los Angeles. How do you prevent those third countries from gaining the benefits when they didn't concede anything in the agreement? They use something called rules of origin. In other words, how do you determine when a Mexican product or a NAFTA product is a NAFTA product? And in the case of autos, this preliminary agreement that says that 75% of the content in the autos must be made in the U.S. and Mexico. Now, that's up from 62.5%, which it used to be, and then there's a matter of how you actually write what, you know, how you get to 62 or 75. We'll see on that. But this is what prevents third countries like China free riding on the agreement and transshipping through Mexico to access the wealthy consumer market. They also have rules of origin, similarly on chemicals, steel products, glass, optical fiber, and the like. So you can't just, you know, transship, you know, Vietnamese or whatever through Mexico to the U.S. So it's an important piece of it.
You know, I think something you brought up in your press release, Michael, that really shows that the United States isn't really throwing anybody under the bus is that a new labor value content rule, according to this possible agreement, potential agreement, is going to require that 40 to 45% of automobile content be made by workers earning at least $16 an hour. This rule, you go on to say, if implemented, would further increase the proportion of U.S. content in autos. Now, you say because Mexican workers make far below that amount, but the fact of the matter is this could change. I view this as being a potential boon for some Mexican workers anyway. Any comments on that?
Sure. Yes. So these are my initial thoughts on it. So I know, you know, we have on our board Republicans and Democrats. Dan D'Amico is our chairman. He headed the Trump trade transition team. But we also have people like the Teamsters Union on our board.
Right.
Our Teamsters board member showed me a pay stub from a worker at a new BMW plant in Mexico last year, and it was $1.85 an hour.
Right.
That person was making equivalent. So they don't make $16 an hour, and of course we would hope that U.S. workers make a lot more than that so they can actually live and feed their families. But by saying 40 to 45% of the auto content must be made by workers earning at least $16 an hour, that's sort of a floor on getting U.S. because we probably aren't going to see Mexican wages raised by 8 times anytime soon. Now, my understanding is that there's a few cars that don't make that threshold. The way I view it right now, it is a prevention from further backsliding to more offshore content in our cars. At the very least, holding where we are, if not getting a little bit better. Whereby when we implemented NAFTA, it just got worse where everything sure. offshore to a lot more offshore to Mexico's.
Well, being the consummate, I guess I should say, optimist that I am, Michael, I have to say that this could be a real boon, potentially a real boon for some of the Mexican workers. We've got about 2 minutes left here, Mike. Let's talk about what's going to happen to tariffs on steel and aluminum. Comments?
Right. So there hasn't been anything explicitly publicly, but you know we have some contact with the administration and several of the departments, and it is our understanding that the tariffs on steel and aluminum will remain as to Mexico. Remember, these are Section 232. Trump put tariffs on steel and aluminum because there was a flood of imports coming in, devastating our industry, so we couldn't even muster enough industrial strength to protect national security. And it wasn't just from China, it was from all over the world. And if you have one or two countries exempted, then the product floods in and frustrates the intent of what you're trying to do, which is rebuild the industry. We're looking closely to see if Mexico would get out of that, and so there'd be a risk of them flooding in and you know, frustrating what was the intent of that order. And we think that either the tariffs will remain in place or they'll be shift to quotas. What does that mean? If it's just tariffs, anything that comes in is charged 25% tariff. If it is a quota, it means they can ship in product tariff-free up to an amount, and then they can't ship anymore. So either way, you don't get a flood of imports. And there's a couple countries that have, like South Korea, that have quotas instead of tariffs. So that's what we think it's going to remain in effect based on our sources.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned earlier, I am a member, dues-paying member of sorts. And that's not a lot of money in my case. I got the membership that allowed for an organization with 1 to 10 employees. And the dues aren't particularly high. But the fact of the matter is...
We're a cheap date.
I'm sorry?
Say we're a cheap date.
Yeah,
we are a cheap date.
You may be a cheap date, Mr. Stillman, but let me tell you, I have not joined a lot of organizations in the past, and I have to say I am very, very proud to be able to hang my hat on this one. And the reason I say that is because one thing that I've learned doing KER politics from all you guys out there on the blog, you know, we had almost 500 comments going back and forth in the last few episodes. And the reason I say that is because I'm showing people who don't just complain, who do something to change it. Mr. Stumo, it's always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome on, continuing on with KER Politics. You know, just to remind our listeners and to really emphasize to our new listeners, KER Politics has changed dramatically in the sense that I'm not just going to talk about complaining on this particular show. I'm going to talk about people who are truly making a difference with their own efforts, as they say in church, their time, talent, and their treasure. That's all I care about. I don't care about people who just complain, because complaining by the very definition of the word complain, accomplishes absolutely nothing. A lady who I came in contact with actually quite a while ago, who's been on the show before, is a woman by the name of Tudor Dixon. Tudor started an organization back in the Midwest called Lumens, L-U-M-I-E-N-S. It's a very worthwhile organization in that their particular philosophy is to get unbiased news to teenagers and maybe even younger kids. Tell us about Lumens, would you, Tudor?
Yes, it's Lumen Student News, and we started in October of last year. We launched a new service for middle and high school students. We wanted our kids to have the opportunity to hear about current events and think about them on their own. We don't want to tell them how to think about them. We want to give them the opportunity to think about them and also add some history in, because a lot of our news services and a lot of our high schools and middle schools are not able to give historical background. A lot of our high schools and middle schools don't have the funding to give historical background. So in a few minutes, we can give them a visual with some historical background and let them understand where we are as a country, where we came from, and what decisions we should make on current events.
And if I'm not mistaken, put out your student news on a weekly basis, is that correct?
We have news daily, and we have an extra segment on once a week, a second segment with a historical or jobs, work, something about America. We focus a lot on our country and the greatness of our country and what we can do to continue staying as a capitalist nation.
In other words, you're trying like hell to make a difference, and I certainly appreciate that. Next question, how effective is your distribution, or how do you actually distribute Lumen Student News?
You can go to our website. It's lumennews.com, L-U-M-E-N, news.com, and you subscribe there. Our daily episode you can watch every day for free. You can see all of the extra segments and past segments if you subscribe at the website. So for as many people are able to subscribe, we will produce more and more content. So the more subscriptions we have, the more opportunity we have to get more information out to our kids.
And what's your target audience? I mean, are we talking about individual kids? Or are we talking about schools? Are we talking about school districts? What exactly are you going after?
We have all. We have individual kids. We have homeschool parents that subscribe. We also have full middle schools, just classrooms. Some just teachers subscribe and bring it to their classroom.
Let me ask you this. In terms of the segment of your audience that consists of those people who are involved in homeschooling, I would bet that if you contact them, they have to be pretty receptive. Am I correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And they're good at giving us feedback, which we love, because they are sending us emails every day saying, hey, we liked this. We'd like to hear more on this. How about these ideas? Could you bring us this? And we love that. That's great.
I really commend you for what you're doing. I mean, you know, kids are a very, very important part of our country. I mean, you know, the old cliche, they're our future leaders. Our future depends on our children. And I think that so many parents, I mean, my wife Kathy and I were involved intimately with our kids in schools, but so many parents, unfortunately, are not. They either don't have the time or whatever. I mean, you look at a lot of the portions of the country where parents have to work two or three jobs, et cetera, et cetera, and they don't have time to really devote to their children, and that is such a shame. That is a trend in our country that I really hope changes. What are the odds of that happening, Tudor?
You know, it's unfortunate, and I think that is why we have to give our kids options to hear different sides of things, because there are more working parents, and there are more parents that are working late nights and not able to sit down and have these conversations with their students that are at home. And ultimately, you have people like David Hogg educating your child. And so you want to be able to give them an alternative to that story, so we don't end up with a bunch of young people that believe socialism is an answer with no history or basis of what socialism is. So I think that's why we are coming out with something like this, because we want to reach those parents. I know that there are those parents that are busy. And so unfortunately, I don't think that's going to stop. I think that the answer is to offer those parents resources like this.
I think you're 100% correct. And I have to say your IQ probably puts you somewhere around the genius level for coming up like this. I'm amazed, kiddo. Honest to God, I am amazed that nobody has done this to the extent that you and your colleagues have before. We are in such interesting times right now.
Very.
In the history of our country, and our kids have to be aware what's going on. I mean, your comment about socialism I thought was very, very interesting in the sense that it's now the Socialist Democratic Party, and I think the only reason that's happening is because I think the Democrats are going after, I hate to say it, but people who are uninformed. I mean, you tell people that they're going to get a free college education, you tell people that for nothing they're going to get 100% medical care. You tell people all this and this and this, and they're not going to stop and think. They're going to simply say, you know what, that's where I'm going.
Oh, well, you're only romancing them with free stuff. You're not telling them the reality of how that free stuff comes to pass, that, you know, in the end, you end up with nothing, and I rule over you.
Exactly.
And you die.
Exactly. That's 100% right. And it's really, really sad, in my opinion, that seems to be the trend that we are going. You know, most kids have never heard Margaret Thatcher's comment about socialism. And that is, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. You know, the old work ethic, you know, I hate to use this term, Protestant work ethic that made our country so great, is really, really in danger right now, in my opinion.
Well, yes, absolutely. And, you know, this idea of people going after our kids like this, it reminds me of a game my father used to play with me when I was a kid, where he would joke that he was a spider in the corner and he had cakes and candies and he would entice us in and then tickle us. Well, it's similar, because they're saying you'll get all this free stuff and all this free stuff, and then eventually the spider sucks the blood out of you.
That's right.
The spider just gives you, offers you the great things. Come to our side so I can kill you.
I agree 100%. Your dad did a good job on you. I have to say this, Tudor. We've got to take a break here in about, about 20 seconds or so. So let me just wrap this up by saying we are going to put your link on our website. I'm going to have my daughter do that as the show airs this weekend. I would urge anybody who wants to learn more about what these guys are doing to simply do me a favor. Click on the website. It's not going to cost you a nickel to do it. You're just going to become more informed. I'm going to be right back with Tudor Dixon.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Tudor Dixon. Tudor is somebody who is out there very, very diligently trying to make a difference in our society. She is making a difference through Lumen Student News, which is a very, very interesting website that gives children and teenagers, I would assume, I guess a lot of people would call teenagers children, but it gives children a very, very interesting perspective as to what's going on in the news right now. And Tudor and her colleagues are attempting very, very diligently to provide unbiased information. Tudor, let's talk about some of the stories you have recently covered and how you covered them. Let's start with the one about McCain.
Yes. Well, you know, John McCain is an American hero, and I think that anybody who fights for our country is an American hero. And I know that there are a lot of people who have mixed feelings, but I think when anybody has spent their life serving their country to the best of their ability and has also fought for their country, there's nothing we can do in their passing but honor them and thank them for their service.
Well, I would have to agree with that, and I'm assuming that's the way you put it. That's what I understood, you know, when I read what you said about McCain. And a lot of people, and I personally disagree, and I'm on the record as disagreeing with a lot of John McCain's political views. I violently disagree, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to celebrate his death, which I think is a little bit on the immoral side, for lack of better terms. I don't know if you guys covered this in that story or not, but I have never seen as much animosity raised by an individual as is raised by John McCain, some of which I think is perhaps the family's own doing. They, for example, do not want the President of the United States to attend his funeral, and they do not want his former running mate, Sarah Palin, to attend his funeral. I don't understand that. Do you?
No, I think that's unfortunate, because I think that anybody who has worked with you and has praised you and put forth an effort to become your vice president of the United States and supported you in that way, really, I think that out of common courtesy, you just allow that person to be there, and you celebrate life. You celebrate that life with that person who was there cheering them on.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. So basically, let's take the philosophy of Lumen Student News. What is your philosophy? And let's give some examples of that.
Well, you know, we like to embrace American, classic American values. We talk about our military. We talk about standing for our pledge or for our national anthem. We talk about the sacrifices that these families make when they go overseas and they don't know if they're coming back, and they leave their children and all of these hard things that they do to keep our country safe. We talk about the importance of keeping our laws and following our laws, and the reason that we have the Declaration of Independence, the reason we have our Bill of Rights, the reason we have our Constitution. We talk about all of those things and what it means. We talk about capitalism and why capitalism is the best economic system there is, and why we continue to use it, and why it is so important to make sure that what our founding fathers put in place still exists.
Let's talk about Lumen's stance on the Constitution first.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Our stance is that this was created many years ago. It is still relevant. All of these things are still relevant. The Second Amendment, for example, is still very relevant. And that is a big topic out there right now. And this is a great thing to take to kids and say, you know, you want to get rid of the Second Amendment. You need to do that. And we are not allowing kids to see what the Second Amendment is providing you. And that is something that we're doing. We're showing them the background of these amendments. We're showing them the background of where all these decisions came from and what they are provided to you, and why you don't give your rights up. You don't do it. You don't say, I hate this right, take it away from me. But they don't know. They just don't have that background. So we have this ability to break these things down and show them the history and show them what the mindset was behind us and show them how it's relevant today.
Let's talk a little bit about your views on capitalism. What do you tell the kids about that?
Well, I think it's funny because our kids love their cell phones. They love to choose their own car. They love the idea of being able to follow their dreams and create their own companies and become entrepreneurs. And that is all possible because they have capitalism. You have Netflix and you can watch whatever you want in your home because of capitalism. There's no one saying, this is what you have to buy, this is how much you can make on it, and this is how much the government's going to take from you. We don't have that situation. We are not in, our government doesn't control us. We control our government.
I think it's critical that children realize that the government doesn't control us, although many of our listeners, and to a very large extent, I have to say that I think the government sure does try to control us. But in theory, I would have to say that the government really doesn't control us. I mean, a lot of things have happened during the last, I would have to say, three presidential voyages, you know, with George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, and now certainly Donald Trump. A lot of things have happened, I think, that people would interpret as the government controlling us, you know, to an extent that we don't even want to see that happen. But if kids don't realize that, if they don't get out and vote, if they don't peacefully protest, giving their opinions within the letter of the law, nothing is going to change. And I applaud you for, if in fact that's the philosophy that you guys are putting forth, I applaud you for that.
Well, I think that needs to be, I think that students don't know that government is not here to control us in the United States, that our government is governed, we are governed by the people, and that we need to ensure that it stays that way. And I think you're right, it's a slippery slope, and things have been changing, and there is a real push toward more government. You want the least amount of control from your government as possible. We need to have our kids understand that there's a reason the Constitution was set up the way it was, and that the most prosperous we can be is when we are in charge.
I agree 100%. Let me ask you this. We've got about just a little bit over a minute left here. How successful do you feel Lumen Student News is, and why?
I think we're new and we're still catching on. I think that every day we grow and we gain more families and more classrooms. And I think it's been slower than I had hoped. And the reason is because there's just so much push out there for these negative, trashy news stories that are, you know, getting the most views because they're the most sensational, and we're not teaching kids anything. I think as teachers realize there's an option out there, they are picking us up and picking us up and picking us up. So the more traction we can get, the more information we can get out there, the more people know we exist, the more they want it.
Well, here's what we offer to do for you, seriously, and I mentioned this during the prior segment, and that is we will take a live link for Lumen Student News, and I will ask Sarah to put that up on our homepage, because I think you guys are doing something really, really worthwhile. I don't think there's any question about that. I am very, very much supporting people who are trying to make a difference. And obviously you and your colleagues at Tudor are attempting very hard to do that. And I certainly applaud you for doing that. We're going to get you back on the show in the relatively near future and start to cover some of the stories that you guys cover. Tudor Dixon, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey, welcome in. Wrapping up KER Politics with my friend Chris Temple, as we do virtually every single Friday here. Chris, what I'm interested in right now is I did a segment last week, something to do with is Trump starting to lose favor among the electorate? We've got an election coming up here shortly, and I'd like to get your opinion on that. Do you think the Republicans, specifically the Trump folks, are going to take a beating in November?
I'm not sure, Al. I think that there's a better possibility than most people realize, and certainly more than the establishment, or as the president calls it, the fake news media wants to tell you, of the Republicans not taking a beating, of at least hanging on to the Senate, where the Democrats are vulnerable with the seats that they have up versus Republicans, and maybe even doing halfway decent in the House and not losing it. The fact is that the president in the recent past has had better poll numbers at this point than did Barack Obama in his first term. Of course, the Democrats got shellacked at that first midterm election under President Obama. So we'll see if that happens now. But, you know, the economy has been humming along. The stock market has hit record highs recently. I think a lot of people understand that the president, even though he's rough around the edges, he's never been housebroken, is shaking things up. He's trying to do the right thing. I mean, one recent poll even showed a third of blacks in this country supporting him. And that's something that if that carries through to the voting booths, Republicans will do very well in the midterm. So yeah. All the Democrats have going for them is hysterical Trump derangement syndrome. They don't really have any answers. And what's really laughable, this last week, Pat Leahy, a senator from Vermont, came out immediately after there was this initial framework of a deal between the U.S. and Mexico on trade, and both sides suggesting that they might try and pull Canada in, Mexico more so than the U.S. took that position. Leahy comes right out just to be in opposition to Trump. Well, the Senate will never pass anything that doesn't involve all three. What happened a couple of days later? Justin Trudeau comes out and says, maybe I will be part of this. So when there's just this knee-jerk reaction on the part of Democrats just to oppose Trump, and ironically, when it comes to trade, on an issue that for years they have been the ones running their mouth about labor, about farmers, about Americans losing their jobs, about our trade deficit. Now you got a guy doing something about it, and they're still not happy. This could bite the Democrats.
Well, it could bite the Democrats. I also think, and I feel very strongly about this particular statement, and that is the Democrats really don't have any, they don't have a viable candidate, in my opinion. I mean, the Social Democratic Party, or whatever it calls itself now, you know, you've got a very colorful gal here from New York. She's very ignorant when it comes to politics, and she has said some things that really don't make any sense. And then her main support is coming from Bernie Sanders. I admire Bernie Sanders for his pluck, for lack of better terms. But, you know, the man is in his 80s. It's too late for him, for lack of better terms. I think what you're going to see is Elizabeth Warren and maybe even Hillary Clinton probably jump on the bandwagon, neither of which I really think are viable candidates. And I think that's a big problem. I think that when people start to realize a few things about what has been accomplished during the current administration, we may have an interesting battle in November, and that is Trump, as we announced on the show in segment one with Michael Stumel for Coalition for a Prosperous America, he's not throwing anybody under the bus in terms of the trade issue. He's certainly not throwing the Mexicans under the bus. And now you got the kid in Canada, Justin Trudeau, who is saying, well, you know, maybe I need to rethink my situation. Maybe I can do better with the U.S. than without the U.S. I mean, you take that with the situation with North Korea. All we need is a little bit of a breakthrough in the Middle East, which I think is probably going to happen. And I think the current administration, whether you support it or not, is probably going to be unbeatable. Too many really good things have happened, not the least of which is that we are living in close to the best economic times that Chris Temple and Al Corlin have ever seen in their lifetimes. Your comments?
Well, as far as those best economic times, it's fortunate for President Trump, at least, and the chances for the Republicans in this upcoming midterm, Al, that we probably won't have a major upheaval in the economy and in the markets. But we can't forget the fact that more so than not, these good times of the recent past are coming at the expense, as they have also for most of our lives, at the expense of much higher deficits and the much higher total debt. So when the bill has to be paid later on, if it's before 2020, it's not going to do the president's reelection chances, all else being equal, very good, Al. But for the present moment, you know, if the midterms were held today, Republicans would probably hang on to the Senate for sure, and I'd give them a 50-50 chance of hanging on to the House. The issue between now and then is what's going to happen with Iran and Europe. What's going to happen in the Middle East? More so domestically, are we going to get some bombshell from Robert Mueller that is probably going to be politically motivated before Election Day? Does the president, as has been rumored this week, get subpoenaed and put on a spot where he's got to say no to Mueller, which is what he should say, and that the Democrats are going to see if they can get some traction out of that, him running away from Mueller. There's any number of things that can change the equation even between now and, you know, we're just over 2 months from the midterm, so we'll see what happens. But certainly the president and the Republican Party have much more of an advantage than anybody wants to admit on the bread and butter issues that the great majority of voters are going to be casting their ballots based on.
You know, I got to tell you, I think the really, really important issues are going to be the following. Number one, how this trade situation, the international trade situation, works out. I personally agree with the administration in the sense that we're not throwing anybody under the bus. We just want kind of a level playing field, for lack of better terms. I think that's going to be a critical issue. Pardon me. And I know that my friends from Coalition for a Prosperous America, both Mr. Ferry and also Michael Stumo, the CEO, they feel pretty optimistic about what's going to happen there. And all we need is a little bit of help from Canada, and I think some good things will happen there. The Middle East, I still think, is the very, very important issue. If the current administration is successful at all in bringing even a modicum of sanity to the Middle East, Chris, I think that probably the administration will be almost unbeatable in 2000. I'm going to give you the final word, man. We got a minute left, 2 minutes.
Well, again, Al, my view is that even apart from the Middle East and things like that, not that they're unimportant, is that the average American is going to vote. And it's kind of like going back to Reagan when he ran the first time. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? In this case, it'll be the Republicans asking, are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? When you have people the likes of a Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who was one of the ones exhibiting the most visceral hatred of Donald Trump 2 years ago and even after he was elected, who now today can't coo softly enough about the president, it shows you that the party itself, far from wanting to run away from Trump, is embracing him to a very great extent because they know that middle America likes what he's doing. They know that middle America thinks, at least at the present time, that the president has given them a better economy, less taxes, and all the rest of this stuff. And again, we're going to pay for all of this later. But the here and now is they've got most of the cards in their hands.
Yeah, they very definitely do. I'm going to wrap this up, Chris, by saying one thing, and I feel very, very strongly about this. I switched the focus of KER Politics to making a difference in addition to giving opinions, but I have to say that if you don't take action, as all our listeners know I have this week, for example, on this Catholic Church issue, if you don't take action and try and make things better, I don't have any time for you. You have to try and make things better. Chris Temple with the National Investor, where you get knowledge, is a great example of somebody who tries not only very hard, but harder than almost anybody I know to make a difference. Listen to what he has to say. Mr. T, thanks so much, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.